everybody. We are here at NAFCU's 50th annual conference in sunny. It's now sunny because there's no ceiling. It's a glass ceiling, so the sun is beating down on us.
There is no here. Glass ceiling, Mike.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Okay. Well, there's one right there. It's like it's a literal glass ceiling because the sun is shining through, but that's okay. It's nice. We can get a suntan and interview Jay Karstens from CU Direct. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. It is beautiful here in Hawaii, that's for sure.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
First trip to this island.
Yeah. Mine too, actually. So I am pleasantly and happily surprised, and let's move on with the interview. We digress. Hey, let's talk about why credit unions continue to excel in their auto lending even midway through 2017, because the last couple of years have been off the charts as far as auto lending goes. That's no secret. But I was in the rumor mill, it was supposed to like kind of taper off a little bit this year or maybe next year.
Right.
Just because buying new cars, people, they've bought their new car.
Right.
So what's the latest status here? It sounds like things are still going really, really well.
Yeah, things are going well for the credit unions. New car business, I think, has plateaued. Used car business still seems to be a little bit stronger, though, than the new car side. We're seeing that credit unions are increasing market share through the first portion of this year, up about 4%. And we're seeing that banks are down 5%. So a lot of that, I think, is the consistency that we see from our credit unions,
right.
The fact that they're local, create real solid relationships. Mm-hmm. That's really helped them continue to grow, even when times are a little tough.
It's up 4% from the last couple of years. I mean, that's still saying something.
It is. Absolutely, it's saying something. Yeah. And we're seeing on our platform, our network, fortunately, we've moved into the number two spot. We're obviously not a lender at CU Direct. We
right.
have our credit unions doing that on
right.
our behalf.
Right.
But as an aggregator of those lenders, we're in the number two spot from a lending presence within the market. And our credit unions are up 16.5% through the first quarter of this year. So we're seeing real good success from the credit unions that are using our network.
What's going on? What's in the water that's making this happen? It's a phenomenal story. And how much longer can it go on?
Well, it's a great question. I think that's what we're continually tasked with at CU Direct, and what Tony, our CEO, really is trying to do with our organization is to be at the forefront of innovation. We opened an innovation lab earlier this year, and I think that's to try to make sure that we stay current within the industry and that we're providing best-in-class solutions to our clients, and making sure that it's not just about the transaction, but it's about the whole process within the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why our credit unions are winning.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they're leaving the finance office and trying to develop relationships with the whole dealership,
mm-hmm.
talking to owners and general managers and sales managers about the whole car buying process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where we're seeing a lot of success.
Okay. It's such a great story, and it keeps getting better, it sounds like. So very cool. So what to look for the rest of the year? So my question, my gosh, this is what happens when you do 25 interviews. Hey, so what are you looking for the rest of the year? What's the outlook?
We felt like it was going to be a relatively flat year based
mm-hmm.
on auto industry trends. But I think that what we're going to continue to see through the second half of this year is that 4-6% growth for our credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to see that our credit unions are holding strong
mm-hmm.
While the industry is dipping back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can pick up some market share and see the banks slip a little bit, I think that's a good thing
that's
for the industry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. What else? I mean, what else is on the horizon? What do you see on the horizon here? Because again, how credit unions can keep these numbers going? It's phenomenal. Is it new car sales, used car sales, or a mix? Or can you guys dig down that deep and find out?
Yeah, we definitely dig down that deep,
okay.
and it is a combination of the two. I think credit unions, you see from an industry perspective, are about 19% of the market share on the new car side,
mm-hmm.
and about 26% of the market share on the used car side.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think that there's benefits to being on that used car side.
Yeah.
The price point's a little less expensive,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Cars are moving up there in price. And it allows for our credit unions to make sure that the assets that they're financing aren't depreciating it quite as fast
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
a level. And so our credit unions do a real good job in that used market.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, I'm sure, is also that the manufacturers are real strong on the new car side with subventions and things of that nature, cashback programs.
Yep. Yep.
And they're not as aggressive on the used car side.
Yeah. Can you talk about technology for a second?
A little bit.
Okay, cool. I'm thinking technology has a little bit to do with this as well, because the whole process of like loan applications and all that type of stuff is getting so much better and easier and almost taking out the negotiation process that we're all so scared of when we go to a lot. It's like, right. It's getting to the point where I like that car, I want to buy it, done, out the door.
Right.
So do you think that has something to do with the success as well, or is that kind of an unknown?
No, I think it does. I think on more than one front, I think that you see from an auto research capacity, if the credit unions are participating in the research process, mm-hmm. and getting involved with a member at an earlier stage, and providing opportunities for them to get pre-approved,
yeah
before they go to the dealership,
yeah.
That becomes real sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that member gets to the dealership, it's much more likely that they're going to come back to the credit union, yeah. from a financing perspective.
Yeah.
So I think that helps. I think the technology that we continue to work on from a loan origination system, mm-hmm. standpoint, mm-hmm. A big theme of ours for the past few years has been get to yes faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to make sure that we're automating our decision process for our credit unions, mm-hmm. to get that quick answer back. The dealer doesn't like to wait. The member doesn't like to wait. And
right.
so if we can get that response back in seconds as opposed to minutes,
mm-hmm.
That certainly helps the process as well.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, we're trying to help tackle that through lots of different avenues,
yeah.
with our partners.
Just want to press a button and have that car show up in my driveway. So
well,
one of these days.
Coming.
Exactly. It'll probably be a self-driving car. So.
Perfect.
Press a button and the self-driving car shows up in your driveway. So, well, very cool stuff, Jay. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Anything? Any number? Anything?
I think we had a great conference and enjoyed the atmosphere,
yeah.
and
yeah.
appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit of our story.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. You guys do a great job. So keep up the good work.
Great.
Well done, Jay.